This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 337 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed. On this show, we're going to be doing another Sounds from the Parks. This time, and this is turning into one of my most favorite gone rides, this is the Great Movie Ride from Disney Hollywood Studios, only from a couple years ago. So this is after Turner took over. And even with that, I still miss it. We always discuss on the show how this could have been an attraction if they just spent some time and money on it. They could have kept it, maybe updated it. Either way, here we go. The Great Movie Ride from Disney Hollywood Studios. Hope you guys stay safe, and I hope you enjoy. I'll talk to you later.
Everyone to please remain seated throughout the show, and please keep your arms, hands, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times. Oh, and don't forget to supervise your children. And for the safety of our cast, we ask that you please refrain from the use of flash photography and external video lighting. And now that we've taken care of business, let's talk about me. My name is Shannon, and I'll be your guide on this magical journey into the movies. See, perfect job for me because I love movies. Is everybody ready? Great, because the cameras are ready to roll. Ready when you are, CB.
Action!
And we are rolling.
Thank you. Hooray for Hollywood indeed.
What better way to start our journey? From the Old West to the rooftops of London and along the Yellow Brick Road, there really is no place like the movies. One of Hollywood's significant contributions to the world of film were great musicals. This scene is from one of my favorites, the 1933 Busby Berkeley spectacular, Footlight Parade. One of the most famous of all dance sequences. It's from the 1952 musical classic, Singing in the Rain. Here's one of the quintessential Disney musicals, Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. This classic earned 13 Academy Award nominations.
Purses, folks. This doesn't look like a very good neighborhood.
Here's the birthplace of the gangster film, the seedy underbelly of Chicago from The Public Enemy, starring James Cagney. Released in 1931 before strict censorship rules were enforced, The Public Enemy is a gritty, realistic, and violent look at the world of gangsters of the Depression era.
Why, that dirty, no good yellow belly sure. I'm gonna give Jack Putty nose right in the head the first time I see him. Oh, you dirty, trouble-crossing. Open up in there, you hear me? All right, all right. Open up, you muck.
Now, I'm telling you, very last time, the judge comes around, he's going to leave you some beer, and you're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to kick in with the dog. And if you don't, somebody's going to drop by here and kick your teeth out one at a time.
I love this movie. In one famous scene, James Cagney shows a grapefruit in Mae Clark's face. She could never look at breakfast in the same way again.
To a concession stand. Bye.
Mr. Osborne, wait. Okay, Muggsy, whatever you say.
Yeah, how would you know my name anyways?
Hi, Hattie, this movie please.
Well, my heat's on, see? And your fancy car is my ticket out of here, so beat it.
You're making a big mistake here, Muggsy.
I said scram out of here. You're gonna get hard and fuck out and build a movie?
No,
I'm gonna
be
against
that.
Get out, you grinders!
Hey, what are you looking at? Everybody mind your P's and Q's and maybe you won't get hyped.
Western films depict the legendary American wild frontier, where cowboys and their loyal steeds maintain order in towns against the untamable wilderness. John Wayne and Clint Eastwood are two of the iconic stars who epitomize this ideal of the stoic gunslinger.
I was partial to trouble or fixing to get myself shot, I'd hightail it out of here. Go right ahead if that's what you're inclined to do. Long time ago, I made me a rule. Let people do what they want.
Sleepy little bird, isn't it?
That's a mighty tough territory you're heading into, Pilgrim. I'd think about turning back if I was you. That is, if you want my opinion. But I reckon you ought to do what you think is best.
Now that we're in the clear, this is the perfect time for me to collect up your valuables. We'll start with the jewelry, then move on to the... You don't even wipe this neighborhood, copper.
Reach for the sky. You're under arrest. Look, nothing going on there. Give yourself up. Maybe the judge will go easy on you. You'll swing for this.
nuts, nuts, nuts to this. I'm getting out of here.
Science fiction has been a staple of classic movies, from Georges Méliès' A Trip to the Moon to George Lucas's Star Wars. In 1979, director Ridley Scott and Sigourney Weaver made audiences believe that in space, no one can hear you scream. This is Alien.
Spielberg and George Lucas cemented their status as the Blockbuster Boys with their first partnership. Here from that legendary collaboration is Harrison Ford as archaeologist Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Some of the biggest horror stars of Hollywood have appeared in the ancient story of a cursed Egyptian temple. A priceless jewel that beckons to all, but be warned, the temptation always leads to destruction.
Wow, get a load of that chunk of ice. Time for me to get back to work. Good thing I don't believe in ghost stories. Don't nobody move while I go get the goods. I don't think they notice a few extra bodies around here, if you know what I mean.
I've seen enough movies to know that you really shouldn't even think about trying to steal that jewel.
Halt, unbeliever. Disturb the treasure of the gods and you shall all pay with your lives.
Anything can happen in the movies. Now, let's get on with the show.
Ooh, I see dead people. Things that go bump in the night have always been a staple of movies. One of the first horror films was a silent short featuring a dancing skeleton created by the Lumiere brothers in 1897. Jungle out there? Where are we?
This is the jungle home of one of the most famous movie characters of them all, Tarzan. The movie's most popular Tarzan is undoubtedly Johnny Weissmuller, who swung through 12 films as the King of the Jungle.
Over there we have Marino Sullivan as Jane and Tarzan's sidekick Cheetah, who was portrayed by over a dozen chimpanzee actors over the years.
Here's Humphrey Bogart in his most famous film role. In 1942, Bogey finally got to spread his wings and romance the beautiful Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca.
Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life. We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Those, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
And now,
one of the most famous movie stars in one of his greatest roles, Mickey Mouse, as the Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia.
Came out in 1940, Walt Disney promised that new musical sequences in the future. His nephew Roy kept that promise 60 years later with the release of Fantasia 2000.
We come over the rainbow and into one of the most beloved and most watched films in movie history, The Wizard of Oz.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Here at Disney's Hollywood Studios and Turner Classic Movies, we hope you've enjoyed our tour through some of my favorite films. But remember, there are many more adventures waiting for you every day on TCM.
We didn't need that. best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner.
Is it safe?
Dreams are made of. I hope you've enjoyed our ultimate celebration of classic movies. And remember, you can find many more beloved stories and legendary stars on Turner Classic Movies.
Compulsory, mortals pay a token fee.